Welcome to the Prime Fitness Project. My name is Eric Giroux, co-founder of Prime Fitness in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Get ready to have a lot of fun as we talk exercise, nutrition, and weight loss. We're going to talk to real clients, trainers, and other wellness colleagues to help you lead your Prime Fitness life. What's happening, podcast? Eric here. Hey, look, I'm coming to you today with my very first solo podcast, and I'm doing it because I got a little kick in my pants today. A couple of clients and who are more like good friends of mine kind of gave me some shit this morning and said, "Hey, what's up with the podcast, man? You've kind of been silent on it. We haven't seen anything. It hasn't been any episodes in a while." And the truth of the matter is, I've kind of been in a podcast funk. And so it's really interesting. I read about this a little bit, where when podcasters get started and they kind of come out of the gates with a lot of fire and a lot of excitement and they're ready to rock and roll, they get a lot of guests on at first, or they have a lot of great topics to talk about. They do a really good job and the excitement's kind of swelling. But then they kind of like hit this wall. And I felt the wall, I really did, where I didn't really know what direction I wanted to go with the podcast. I didn't have any guests lined up. The few that I did have lined up kind of had to reschedule or kind of didn't pan out at the time. So, and I've always said that I wanted to podcast, do some solo stuff as well too, so that I could, you know, dive into some topics that are kind of coming off the top of my head, or that, you know, some thoughts and feelings that I've got on subject matter, whether it be, you know, fitness or working out or nutrition or life in general. I knew I always wanted to go down the road, but I just didn't know where to start, to be honest with you. So this morning was the exact kick in the backside that I needed, and I want to thank Chandria and Stephanie for, I want to give you the props and the shout out that you deserve. For really kind of, you know, calling me out a little bit and kind of saying, "Hey, man, you know, people want to hear from you." And sometimes, for those of us who are coaches or educators or teachers or trainers, it's hard to believe and it's hard to fathom that people actually want to hear what we have to say. I get in that trap sometimes where I'm like, "Oh, man, you know, I don't know that I have anything special to share. I don't have anything special to say." And the truth of the matter is, I might, you know, because what I say might be relevant to somebody or just might hit home for somebody. It might not for somebody else. So I really want to try and be better about just getting out some good stuff for you guys and not overthink it too much. Talk about some things that are on my mind when it comes to all the different topics that I've listed, and kind of, you know, rock and roll with it. I love this medium. I love this medium of reaching a lot of people, versus writing a blog, versus writing an email, you know, because I think people want to consume things a little faster nowadays, and they want to be able to do it while they're doing other things. And what better way than to do it through a podcast? Because it's easy. You can be walking the dog, driving in the car, and check out some things. So I love this medium. And let's be honest, if anybody knows me, for any of the people that are out there that know me as a person and who have spent any time with me, I kind of like to talk. And I like to talk about things and subjects and tell stories. So this medium is pretty perfect for me. It's a lot of fun. So today, you know, without kind of missing a beat, I'm just going to kind of share a little bit of thoughts about this Friday. This Friday is June 28th, 2019, and it's my amazing wife Christy's birthday today. And to say that Christy and I have come a long way in the 9 years that we've known each other is an understatement. But I don't think she realizes the impact that she's had on my life. I've tried to explain it to her. I've tried to tell her and show her, and I don't think she believes it, but she's had a massive impact on my life and a massive impact on how I handle myself as an adult and as a human being. And I know I've said these things to her, but she looks at me like, yeah, whatever. But so I figured I'd share it, you know, with everyone out there to kind of like put it out there, to kind of like say, hey, she's really important and she's really important to me. And the way that I've developed as a man, you know, from so many reasons. One, she was one of the first people that really believed in me when I said that I want to be a business owner. And she was the first, one of the first people that looked at me and said, well, you should do that. And then it developed into, well, we should do that. And a lot of people don't know this, but Christy and I actually opened our gym before we were even married. We knew where we were going. We knew where we were headed, but we opened our gym before we were married. So we made a commitment in business before we made a commitment in life. But we knew where we were going. You know, it's, if I even take it back a little further, it was really funny because when one of our first dates, because we were older, like I'm 45 now. Christy just turned something. I won't share that with everybody, honey. Yeah, I know you probably want to kill me. But so we met 9 years ago, and one of our first dates, I said to her, hey, do you want to have kids? And she was like, well, that's a little heavy for a first date. And I said to her, well, I said, we're not getting any younger. I said, we're both in our 30s at this point. I was in my upper 30s. I said, so I don't think it's one of those things that we can, you know, kind of take lightly, because if this is not where you want to be in life, then that's cool. And maybe we should just have it as a date tonight and not before. But lo and behold, we kind of had the same vision for our future. And so one of the things that Christy and I have always believed in is imperfect action is better than no action. And so at the time, I knew right then and there when she told me she wanted to have kids, because I already knew that I was falling in love with this person, I knew that I could build a life with her. And so I knew that, you know, we were going to have a great future together, but there was going to be a lot of imperfect action because we were going to have to take a lot of steps quickly to develop our relationship and to develop our business, et cetera, et cetera. So I was fully prepared for being, quote unquote, out of control a little. I don't want to say out of control. Maybe being, you know, a little bit uncareful. Because before, I would have waited and waited and waited, you know, to decide to pull the trigger and ask her to marry me and to, you know, open a business. I would have really kind of fallen down the category of waiting for the perfect moment. In reality, if we all know life, man, there's no perfect moments. You've just got to take the bull by the horns. So being one of the first people to believe in me when I became a business owner was a huge thing, because I had never really, outside of my mom, no one had ever really given me that confidence. And so I thank her for that. And on her birthday, want her to know that in step one of, you know, us knowing each other and us, you know, being together, that was one of the first things that I want to tell her, you know, hey, thanks for having such a massive impact. Two was being someone that I could talk real with. Now, sometimes it's hard because we are older adults. It's hard for us to sometimes share, you know, our true feelings about what's going on. And we have to dig it out of each other sometimes. And that's cool because we get there, but we always talk. We don't ever not talk. And so she's one of the first people in my life, outside of some of my closest friends that I grew up with, but I'll say the first companion, you know, of, you know, romantic and significant other nature that I could talk real with and be honest with. And I thought that was awesome. So that was a huge thing, you know, on a huge thing for me. And I kind of recognized that pretty early on. Okay, so after that, the next thing was she said yes to marrying me. We had a very unconventional proposal. again, if anybody knows Christy and I, you know, behind the scenes, you know that this was our second marriage for both of us. We had both been married previously. And, you know, that can be scary ground for somebody, for anybody to kind of want to dive into a second marriage. But I knew I could do it with her. I knew that I wanted to forge a life with her. I knew that I wanted to move forward with her. I knew it. I just knew it. And we had a little bumpy beginning because of a lot of reasons, but she said yes. And we got married, and it was an amazing day. And it was, you know, she took a chance on me. She took a chance on all this working out, maybe not necessarily perfectly, because again, I said we've had some bumps and bruises along the way, but that's life, man. Life is nothing but bumps and bruises, and it's all the good stuff and how you handle it that makes it all worth it in between. And I know we've all talked about that before in our lives, but it's true. So the fact that she said yes to me had a massive impact in my life, because I was like, wow, you know, I'm coming with some baggage. I'm coming with, you know, a train full of baggage behind me, yet she's saying yes to me and she's ready to take a chance with me. So that, you know, had massive impact on me, and I thank her for that. Next was, she made me a dad, right? If anybody knew me growing up too and through my 20s, you know, I always told people, I'm not getting married, I'm not having kids. And we'll save that for another podcast one day for why, but for so long, I said that I didn't want to be married. I didn't want to have kids because, well, let me be honest, it just fucking terrified me. Plain and simple. It just terrified me. And, you know, I kind of confirmed those fears by my first marriage ending. And so that was scary. But I knew that I wanted to have a family. I knew that's something that I wanted in my life. I knew that I wanted to have a wife. I knew that I loved that idea. And I knew that, you know, the idea of children and being able to grow with somebody, I knew I wanted that. So I wasn't ready to give up yet. And then the big shift for me is knowing that when I wanted to have kids was massive, because if you had asked me when I was 28, 29, 30, if I wanted to have children, I would have said, get the hell out of here, man. I said, there's no way that this human being, and that human being me, was even remotely wanting to be responsible for another human being coming into this world. It terrified me. So that was actually one of the big points of contention in my first marriage, is that I wanted to and somebody wasn't ready to. But now, once I knew that Christy wanted to have kids and that we were going to move forward with it, the fact that she then made me a dad by having our amazing son Matthew was tremendous. I mean, obviously a massive impact in my life that way, because it has changed me in so many ways. And it is obviously, I know every parent, every father, every mother knows this. They know that you can't experience, you can't even express what it is those changes are that come to you as a human being until you go through it. Everybody says it. Everybody knows that you've got that friend, you've got that family member that says you have no idea. Well, you know what's the truth? You have no idea, because it's going to impact and change everybody differently. And we have attacked parenthood together as a team, and we love it, and we love our son. And I have to thank her for a lot of helping me be responsible in a way that I never knew that I could be. So that's another one of the big ways that she's had massive impact in my world. And then I'll probably finish up, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot of other little ways, but these are the top like five or six things that, you know, really kind of like stand out to me, is Christy's resiliency. Christy's resiliency to deal with shit. Let's just call it that. To deal with shit was huge. From years 2016 to the middle of 2018 were a really rough patch for us for a bunch of different reasons. Health reasons, financial reasons, family reasons, you name it. We ran the gamut over that 2 or 3 year period. It was tough. And really even though we have an amazing network of friends and clients and family, we kind of just leaned on each other and powered through and dealt with all of the crap that just got kind of thrown on our lap. You know, we always talk about we're the product of our own decisions, but sometimes you just cannot help the way the universe delivers things to you. Sometimes. All you can do at that point is when the universe delivers you something shitty is deal with it the best way that you can. And Christy and I have been able to navigate and deal with the shit that has come our way in the best way possible. Yeah, it's been tough. Yeah, we've been straining on the two of us at times. And yes, it's been, you know, tough on us as a family, but it's also been great because we've been able to look each other in the eye, wake up the next day and go, shit, we did it. It's another day down. All right, let's get through the next one. You know what? And now here we are in 2019 and things are feeling much better. We're having a much better time with things. And it's all because of, you know, I can look at her for resiliency and look at her for some strength. And I think it's been fantastic. So, yeah, that's it, man. I really just wanted to come on and do a little solo podcast for my first time today. And I wanted to give Christy a big, huge, happy birthday shout out. I love you tremendously. I couldn't imagine doing all of this day to day without you. I couldn't imagine being a father with anybody else. You know, as my partner, you are truly, truly one of a kind, my love. Happy birthday to you. I hope your day and this weekend are amazing. We're going to have some time with some great friends. In podcast world, if you know Christy, or if you see her out there, if you see her on Facebook, Instagram, something, drop her a note. Drop her a little happy birthday. I'm sure she'd love to hear from you. Okay, so podcast number one is in the book solo. Bang, we're moving forward. I want to one more time thank Chandra and Stephanie for giving me the kick in the ass that I needed. And yeah, man, we're going to rock and roll from here, and hopefully you'll hear from me a whole lot more often. It might come from the car, just like you heard today, but we'll see. Anyways, have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget to give us a little review, give us a comment on the podcast, and don't forget to subscribe. Thanks so much. Talk soon.